Begin the current thought, Masech the Shimon Daf Yud, begin the Amen Alf. Begin the Tez Demas, begin the words of the Gemara, and the Ein Yudeim, and the Behir Agadel Vachulu. This Pasuk mentions three places, and it says that it's the big city. I don't know which one it is. Is it Nineveh, or is it the other one? So on that we say, oh, okay, it says in Sefer Yoina that it refers to Nineveh. The Tez says, tamely, it's a wonder to me. Why wasn't it entertained to say that maybe it was the third place of Kelach, the Des large city, and to the contrary, Kivin Mesavka Libedes and Beninve, Shilif Nefanov, since the doubt is on these two places, Res and Ninve, which are not even mentioned right before, mentioned before it. If the large city, if that title is going on them, Koshkin Dikalis Fuki Bekelach, the Benokasalik, for sure we should be able to doubt if it's going on Kelach, which was the last one mentioned, and seemingly that appellation is going on it. That's a taste of B'Shemin. What you could say is no, the Adra, but the contrary. Mishum de Menokasalik, because that, since that was the last place mentioned, Im Isidalokoy, if you think it was going on it, Lahavala Lamema, Hiho Iragadel, let you know, I've said, it is the large city. Eloha Iragadel, the large city. By saying he, seems to indicate there's going on something else that is not directly mentioned over here, which is either Ninveh or Resen, which turns out to be Ninveh. So next time it begins with the Gemara Chutim Lishkas Parhedrin, except for the Lishkas Parhedrin, where the rest of the Lashachas did not have mezuzah. So Lishkas Parhedrin Shabbat HaYisudi, because there was an apartment, which was the Kohen Gadol the week before he did Avodah in Yom Kippur. And that's the time when Tamei has to take a second look. It says, and if you're going to say, wait a second, Lishkas Nami Lishkas Pei 7, you should mention the chamber that's made out of stone. Shabbat HaYisudi L'Kohen HaSev as a power. We know all the previous daf where you kept on mentioning is two times that the Kohen has to be quarantined for a week. Another one was when he burns the Paraduma. So that chamber should also require mezuzah. And that's the test. You could say two answers. Either either we're mentioning only the Lashachas are actually in the temple, which are built in the holy area. But that was on the Temple Mount, not in the actual Beis HaMikdash complex, and therefore that wasn't included. Or you could say, since it wasn't every single year, it wasn't an annual thing. It was once in a bunch of years. They didn't burn the Paraduma every year. So L'chashav Dira, therefore, was not considered as a dwelling place, and hence, it was actually exempt from a mezuzah. K'tin next test, the master begins with the Gemara, B'chitim and Rabbanan. And if you're going to say, oh, it's not a contradiction, where although we quoted Rabbi Huda saying that the Lishkas Pahedrin was exempt from mezuzah, because only for a week, and what do you do with the fact that he says, by Sukkah, even though it's a week, you are chayiv, if you're going to say, that's not difficult, because that's only rabbinically, and I think Gemara rejects that approach too. But on that point of the Gemara, Bim Temetes has to take a second look. He says, and if you're going to say, wait a second, Makamakamakati Tikshi, how would you think that you resolve the question by saying that it's rabbinic, that, oh, Rabbi Yehuda's not contradicting himself, but it still doesn't answer the whole question? Because La'el Namigav Lishkas Bahedrin, so in the previous halacha, then also, by Lishkas Bahedrin, Ligzramayatama, which have the same gzeir for the same reason that it should be rabbinically obligated in the mezuzah. And if that's the case, just like you're saying by Sukkah is rabbinically obligated, so my Yitzchak Lefrushi Time Shem Shalayim Rakhoyen Kol Lachavash Beis Hazorim, then why would you have to say that the reason why rabbinically we require a mezuzah on the Lishkas Behedin is that people shouldn't look like he's locked up in jail? Why do you have to come onto that answer? What do you mean? It's simply because of the Gzera of Atu Bayis, Atu Beis Dira, and that's because the reason you say by Sukkah, so that should be the same reason by Lishkas Behedin. And that's to say, so much you can say is that you're right. At this point in the Gemara, that the Gemara assumes right now that this that Rabbi Huda obligates by Sukkah is only rabbinically, Lishkas Bahedrin, Nami, Machai Rabbi Huda, Mahitam, and that exactly would be the same reason why by Lishkas Bahedrin, Rabbi Huda rabbinically obligates it, but Limitam, and Dishleim, Kangol, Chavash. And not like the way the Gemara's Maskan is going to be, is that they shouldn't say that the Kangol is locked up in prison. And therefore, that's what the Gemara is assuming right now when it says rabbinic. Okay, that resolves Rabbi Huda at this point of the Gemara. Abatamali, but says Tais, is still a wonder to me. Because my Kamar, what's the Gemara saying, as if we'll be Meyashav this Thira of these two Brises, by saying, Bechitim and Rabban, if you can say it's rabbinic, but so that all that does resolves Rabbi Huda. Because Mokam Tikshay Katid Rabban, Rabban, we still have a contradiction in the opinion of the Rabbanan. They're also inverted. By Sukkah, they say you're exempt from a mezuzah, whereas by Lishkas Brad, they hold that you're going to be Chayiv. So what do you do with the contradiction of the Rabbanan? And Mikolshkin, and here for sure it's a contradiction more than even that of Yehuda. Because the Hacha, Patra, Felim, Rabbanan. Here by Sukkah, they say you're exempt, which if Rabbi Huda is saying you're obligated rabbinically, it means to say that they're saying you're exempt even rabbinically. Whereas by Lashkar Bahed, they hold that the obligation is even biblical. So that's really a contradiction. So he said, what you could say is, no, Rabban like Kasha. No, actually, there's no contradiction in Pin Rabban. The Shani Sukkah, because Sukkah is different. The Diras Harahi, as Rabban's opinion is, that it's a temporary structure. The Bekal Yochaliyah Yishu Yetim, in a way, very easily it could be that a person will leave that structure, Kakanim would starve, he's in pain, or Yerdi Gisham, or it's the rain comes down, Bekain Rabbis, or similar types of situations. So therefore, we're going to consider that as not a base Dira, even rabbinically. Regarding Lishka Bahedin, where he was there permanently for the week, he was quarantined there for a week. So Mechayvi, yeah, then the Rabban held that he's going to be obligated to make a mezuzah, even midday rice, and therefore, it was no contradiction in the Pin Rabban.